This is KCUR 89.3. In 1962, Minnesota Avenue, the main downtown street of Kansas City, Kansas, was a thriving area of commerce. It was also segregated. Kansas City, Kansas activist and historian Chester Owens remembers. He helped desegregate the street 2 years before the Civil Rights Act of 1964 made most public discrimination illegal. Owens recently sat down with KCUR's Michelle Tyreen Johnson to tell that story, starting with the restaurants.
I was raised, and my parents told us, you never go eat in the back of a restaurant. You don't do that. And I never could understand why I would see attorneys, I would see physicians, and one of my high school teachers who would eat her evening meal there every day.
What did Minnesota Avenue, what did that look like?
Well, it was the main street in Kansas City, Kansas. It was downtown. You had all of the major stores, the JCPenney's, the Grant's, the Helbergs, the Goldman's, the Leader's, the Dixie Shop, Woolworth's, Kresge's, McClellan's, Western Auto, Cat's Drug Company. I mean, it was a thriving street. In 1962, Minnesota Avenue was totally segregated, and the NAACP began to move. I was appointed and chairman of the committee, what's called a labor and industry committee. And so we wrote letters to all of the stores on Minnesota Avenue. We sent letters to all of the stores from 5th in Minnesota to 11th in Minnesota. We only received responses from two. They contacted what was known as the Minnesota Avenue Merchants Association and said, let us just kind of meet with everybody one time, and they refused. So we had to meet with each store individually. And the committee, we met with them, and they refused to hire nor serve African Americans. And so we started picketing in May, and we picketed from May until about August. And all of the stores on Minnesota Avenue integrated, hired African Americans, except two.
When you would picket, about how many people would picket?
Well, when you look at all the stores were close together on Minnesota Avenue. And so we would have maybe one person would be picketing in front of three or maybe four stores, depending on who we could get on certain days. As I stated, the vast majority of people would not help. So basically it was a repetition of the same people. Say we would probably have 10 people.
So did you encounter any violence?
Not any violence, but threats over the phone, intimidation over the phone. And of course you heard the nasty cries from people driving down Minnesota Avenue, the cat calls and all of that, but no physical violence.
What kind of threats of intimidation, what kind of calls did you get?
Calls threatening to bomb your house, threatening to kill you, anything imaginable, we received the calls.
So it was a small but mighty force of people.
Yes.
All black?
No. The interesting thing is that you had a part of the white community who did participate. They were very much a part of that. And that is something that you don't see now.
And by that, do you mean you don't see as much interracial protesting?
Well, you hear more talking. And to me, I adopt the Phillips 66 slogan, it's performance that count. I don't know anything to listen to. I hear a lot of yak talking, but to me, 90% of it means absolutely nothing. The same stuff that my father, grandfather probably heard, and he was born a slave.
Do you feel like there's a similar movement taking place in KCK when it comes to pushing for equality?
No, I don't. I think, matter of fact, I think we've gone completely and totally backwards in Kansas City, Kansas. In my opinion, it's worse now in 2019 than it was in 1963. There are very few people that will raise their voice now. People like me are tired, and in essence, it's time for you all to do something for yourself.
That was Kansas City, Kansas historian and civil rights activist Chester Owens. He spoke with KCUR's Michelle Tyreen Johnson.